This is CPR News and KRCC. Hail-proof roofs may lower the cost of home insurance in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis told Colorado Matters that the state supports building homes with the more durable roofs and thereby bringing down claims for hail damage.
So what you have is kind of a financing role, if you will, of how we can make sure that more of these are built up front, because it means savings on homeowners insurance as long as we can make sure that the delta for the increased cost up front can be funded.
Polis also hopes to see insurance providers lower premiums in exchange for fire mitigation efforts. More federal funding is on tap for the billion-dollar pipeline slated to bring safe drinking water to southeast Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Once complete, the Arkansas Valley Conduit will serve dozens of rural communities dealing with groundwater contaminated with naturally occurring radioactive elements. Previous federal funding covered installation of the first section of pipe. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper says an additional $250 million coming in from the bipartisan infrastructure law is huge news.
I think we will get this thing pretty damn close to finish. Famous last words, but...
Eventually, the pipeline will deliver water from Pueblo Reservoir to Lamar and places in between. An official from the local Southern Colorado agency sponsoring the project says this new money will help them reach the area that has the most problems. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The National Western Stock Show Parade marched its way through downtown Denver Thursday, but people noticed one thing missing. The traditional Longhorn cattle didn't make it in time because of weather and traffic on I-25. That had some in the crowd upset.
No!
That's the only reason why we came!
The 16-day stock show starts Saturday. It draws nearly 700,000 people every year. This is CPR News and KRCC.